Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's that little band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Maurer is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick, we need your website, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is spelled M-A-U-R-E-R.
All right, so check that out, folks. You can find your books there and all the things you do for your clients, right? And your all your articles, and folks, check it out. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you go to Rick's website and check out all that he does, especially his books, too, which are still available wherever books are sold. Rick, UGC, user-generated content, is a form of, some of it is a form of resistance, isn't it?
You bet. The resistance is that I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear what they think, and so it's funny. On the break, I mean, you and I were talking about Amazon book reviews, mm-hmm. and you say, "Boy, I read mine," and I say, "I never read mine." Well, that's user generated content. So if I were to actually look at myself, which I have no interest in doing, then I might go, "So why am I not looking at that?" I was reading an op-ed piece this morning. Time Warner and Comcast are trying to merge. And I didn't realize this. There's a company that tracks profanity when people are calling customer service.
Wow. Like
and Comcast has apparently one of the highest ratios of profanity. Well, your customers, if they're sitting in your restaurant, they're saying stuff, and what you got to know is what's that stuff when they think nobody is listening. I mean, I never, I would never swear, of course, but if I were to swear, I wouldn't be swearing to that person on the other end. It would be while I was on hold,
Exactly.
And so how do you, and so you've got to have an easy way to start getting at that information. I mean, I'm not trying to sell anything, but I have a free ebook called The Magic List on my website, which talks about how do you get that kind of information. I'm not talking about customers in particular, but it's the same thing. But
can't get better if you can't engage the resistance, can you? It's the same thing as people working out, right? No pain, no gain. That's what if you want to make your muscle stronger, you have to do some resistance training. And if you want to make your company stronger, you have to engage the resistance, which is telling you where you're weak, where you're exposed.
Yep. And absolutely. And I'll give your listeners just one tip. I wouldn't say, "Gee, how was your meal today?" or "How did you like what you get?" It's too vague and it's too general, and you may hear stuff you don't want to hear. So be real specific to start with. Say, "How was that dessert? Hey, were you satisfied with the amount of time it took to get such and so?" And just be real specific there, because I go, okay, no matter what they say, I can take it, I can chew on it. Mm-hmm. But if I just say, "Hey, what do you think?" I mean, that's, you're opening yourself up for to make some therapist a lot of money.
Right. No. Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's a really good suggestion. Find a way to be more specific when you're asking questions, especially if you want to make two things. You want to make sure they get you some information, they give you an answer you can use, or Rick, if you think you are exposed and you're trying to find out if that's where your exposure is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like if the desserts haven't been selling as well, is it because they're not good now? For example, let's say you change bakers, and they're not selling as well, and you say, "How was the pie?" Well, it didn't taste like it had sugar in it, or whatever. Well, then that tells you, that gives you a tip, right?
So or you could even say, I'm sorry. You could even say, "Hey, we changed bakers. I'm really curious about it. So, what did you think of the crust today? Because you come in here a lot, Jim.
Bring them into your decision making process. And
exactly.
Yeah, and especially, and you probably want to try that on customers that are people that you know a little bit maybe. But folks, the resistance is there. You're going to get resistance. All of us have exposure. The question is not whether you have it or not. As Rick talks about in his book, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, is whether you're prepared to deal with it. Right, Rick?
And that's it. That's exactly it.
RickMaurer.com, right, Rick?
MAURER.
RickMaurer.com. Hey, Rick, good job today. As always, buddy, come back again real soon.
Will do.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.